We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So Stoney, every now and then, if you watch the Today Show, as we have on here every morning, they do these stupid reunions where it's like, it's been 30 years since this happened. It's been 25.
Don't they do the Brady Bunch
the
every
Brady
year?
Bunch. Let's get the Partridge Family back together, right? Apparently, it's been 30 years since they brought out Field of Dreams, okay?
Yeah.
Which, so if you're listening, you're like, yeah, big deal. Who cares? So somebody in the Chicago Tribune, a guy named Paul Newberry, wrote a commentary. And it says, Field of Dreams came out 30 years ago Sunday, and some people love it, dash. But sorry, it's a terrible movie. And that's the comment is basically how bad this movie is. And yet it's regarded as it was nominated for Best Picture.
I know.
It was one of five nominated films that year for Best Picture.
I don't think it was terrible. I just think it was the most overrated sports movie maybe ever.
Okay.
I
hope he thought it was terrible.
I don't think anybody thought it was terrible.
Oh, okay.
I didn't think it was terrible. I just thought it was way overrated.
Paul Newberry does. He thinks it's terrible.
Well, great. Congratulations, Paul.
And other people on Twitter I've seen over the years refer to it as being an awful, you know, because Hollywood loves sports movies. Hollywood particularly loves baseball movies and boxing movies.
Yes.
And they've made so many of these movies that they're bound to make some bad ones.
And Hollywood, look, the book, look, it's a fantasy. And what I didn't like about the movie was, okay, if I'm buying into this whole fantasy, and then they did a fantasy basically within the fantasy with James Earl Jones and all that kind of things that were going on.
Within a fantasy.
I lost it there.
You're okay with one fantasy.
Yeah.
It's not fantasies within fantasies.
Yeah, it was bizarre to me.
Okay. It's a topic I'm sure we've done at some point before, but I'm always fascinated to hear from people when it's like a roundly beloved movie, or at least very well-liked movie, and it can even be a cult movie, that you just think sucks, right? Like, some people are like, I love this movie. It changed my life. It's like, yeah, I saw it and I hate it. Now, there are going to be sports movies that maybe the wives don't like.
Correct.
And there are going to be quote unquote rom-coms that the husbands don't like.
Right.
So I get all that. But I'm saying like,
well, like you hate Bull Durham. Or you think it's overrated like I think Field of Dreams is overrated.
Well said.
Yeah.
Yes. I feel about Bull Durham the way you feel about Field of Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it's the most overrated sports movie of all time. Okay, but I don't think it sucks.
No.
I mean, I've watched it. I find enjoyment. If I flip by Field of Dreams, I'm watching. So I still feel pretty strong.
Look, I know there are people, like I have a friend of mine who cried at that movie because he said he never really played catch with his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, bothers him to this day.
Well, there you go. See?
Yeah. I mean, it's,
look,
some people love it. Exactly. To me, there's a movie that actually won Best Picture that I thought.
There's a lot of those.
I just thought it was horrible.
What, The English Patient?
Unforgiven.
You're wrong about that.
Boring. It was like, all I remember is Clint Eastwood, Morgan Freeman, like, you know, riding a horse through the desert for like a half hour.
I love that movie. So I'm not with you on that one.
Okay.
I have a cult one for sure.
Cult movie?
Yeah. Glengarry Glen Ross.
Oh.
Really?
My God. I just barely made it through it.
Love that movie.
Just not my kind of comedy and not my thing. And I don't like salespeople anyway, so I think that factors into it.
Well, although made it brilliant. I thought that
the
dialogue was great, and I don't think it was a comedy. You said it was a comedy. I didn't think it was a comedy.
No, when it tried to be.
But here's what you said about that movie.
It just was like, whatever.
Because I think I only saw it once or twice. If you take out the Alec Baldwin scene, it definitely loses a lot.
Yeah.
Like that scene
and I think
is what people refer to the most in that movie. The rest of the movie is
the only thing Alec Baldwin's ever done that I like, really.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not.
He was a good Jack Ryan.
Yeah, Hunt for Red October is a great movie.
Yeah,
love that movie.
I have a controversial one, and I've really realized this just in the last few years. Doesn't suck. It's a good movie, but it is overrated, and it's Rocky.
Interesting.
Is
that the Tony Ortiz in you? I mean, Ortiz, of course, hates
Rocky. There's too much downtime. It's got its good moments, don't get me wrong, but there's just, it didn't need to be that long.
Did that win Best Picture?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I knew it was up for Best Picture.
And seriously, Adrian wasn't worth that amount of time.
No. Adrian is the original. I think Bill Simmons harped on this. The original, like, total sports movie wet blanket person.
Oh, yeah.
You know, who just, come on. You can't win, she tells him in Rocky III.
Well, Rocky III is great. It's underrated.
Yeah, no, I love Rocky.
I love 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, and then after that, it's like they don't exist. The right. Creed movies are good, but Rocky Balboa. Heather, have any on these?
No, I've never seen any of the movies you're mentioning.
That's fine, but so, is there a movie that is like generally regarded as a good movie that you just like, that sucked?
Probably, but I can't think of any. The majority of movies I see, I really right. end up liking.
I mean, the Seinfeld made a big bit out of The English Patient. Because there was like a whole episode where Elaine, it's like, this movie's awful. Like, why is everybody saying this movie's,
right.
it won Best Picture. It was such a boring movie. It just went on. I remember I saw it in the theater with Christy. I was like, thing's never going to end. It goes on and on and on. It was awful. And of course, it wins Best Picture.
Well, I thought Titanic was a little overrated.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I got to say, when I saw it in the theater, I was like, that was a pretty
I think I saw Titanic movie. 3 times in the theater when it came out.
Did you?
Yes.
One of my daughters.
Oh, it was. I was so young.
What
and
are you,
it
like
was
13?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was, you know, under driving age. So my mom had to take us every time we went. You know, a parent had to drive us to the theater. I think I saw it 3 times. Which is ridiculous.
248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. An article was written basically saying that Field of Dreams sucks. That everybody says it's a great movie, but actually in reality, it's not a good movie at all. And that's not the first I've seen. I've seen plenty of people say that before. Now, a lot of people do the opposite. It's like, what's a good bad movie? You know, like Roadhouse or something like that, where it's not a good movie.
The Thing You Do.
It's so bad, it's good.
What?
The Thing You Do.
That's a good movie. I mean, with Tom Hanks?
Yeah, but I always considered it a bad movie that I liked.
Oh, no, I think that's a very good movie.
I always think the years of and where like a couple years where a couple huge movies got a little bit less play, and then they got it over time, they gained it back, but because there was such a blockbuster that same year. So Forrest Gump kind of trumped Shawshank for a long time.
Yeah.
But Shawshank's the better movie.
Yeah. Pulp and Fiction's then, better than both of them. And that was also that same year.
I know,
year.
That's a great debate about what movie was the best that year. Yeah. And then also 97, Titanic, and Good Will Hunting. I think Good Will Hunting's a better movie.
And L.A. Confidential, which is better than both of them.
Oh, exactly. I loved L.A. Confidential.
I love that movie.
Zach from Warren on the Ticket Text. Field of Dreams, way overrated and not good. Not sure about terrible, but not even good. Boring and not enjoyable to watch.
I enjoy watching it.
Right now? I mean, it's different watching it now than it was when it came out.
Right. That's true.
And it depends how old you were, because sometimes it, you know, brings back memories of your childhood, so it is a good movie.
Now, this one affects Jamie deep in his core. Brian and Canton, going to get killed for this, but Hoosiers is vastly overrated.
I mean, Brian, I...
What an idiot.
I don't know how that guy can even use his phone, because does he have opposable thumbs? I mean, I don't know how he even texted that in. The only thing I'll say about Hoosiers, and I love Hoosiers, as Stoney, you know, I've actually kept score for the final game. And I've found the plot holes in the movie. There is the Spike Lee. It's just such a racist movie. In that the plucky white kids find a way to beat the poorly coached black kids in the championship game.
Yeah, and was Shooter necessary?
Shooter Fly?
Yeah.
No, absolutely. He got an Oscar nomination. They had to get somebody get an Oscar nomination.
Now somebody says, I just don't get the hubbub about Caddyshack.
Oh, I love Caddyshack.
I think Caddyshack is kind of like what Heather said about Field of Dreams. Yeah. I wonder if like a 13-year-old, 14-year-old today would watch Caddyshack and find it as amusing we did.
I remember showing it to my kids. They liked it, and I didn't think it held up as much as I thought it would either.
I got to say, a couple weeks ago, my son and I watched Happy Gilmore, and he laughed his ass off. Now, it was mostly the D.I. jokes. I mean, it's mostly that. Right. He found that the funniest, but he laughed his ass off.
Has he seen Major League?
No, he wanted to see Major
do
League.
It.
Oh, yeah.
It's rated R.
Do it.
Happy Gilmore's PG-13.
Come on.
I know. Well, maybe when his mom's at it.
That's not a rough rated R.
No. I agree. Except for, I mean, there's a little bit of...
The Ole.
Yeah. By the way, the winner on this ticket text, Napoleon Dynamite. Never got it.
I agree with you.
I saw it
late, too.
Sorry.
You have to be a certain age, and you have to watch it more than once. And you would be quoting it all day long.
That's true. Like Office Space. When I first saw Office Space, I was like, eh. Then I saw it a second,
it's
third, and fourth time, and I loved it.
It's a stupid movie. It's awful.
Office Space?
No, Napoleon Dynamite.
Okay. Gotcha. It's the Jamie and Stoney Show. on 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.